And so when you then become the appointment secretary or chief of staff in 68, you're just 28 years old.
Yeah.
You would be the youngest person in history to hold that position.
Dick Cheney's the second youngest. Dick was 34 when he made it.
There was a White House Fellows Program. Doris Kearns Goodwin was part of the program. Did you remember her then?
Yeah. The White House Fellows Program was started the first year I was there in 65, and 66 was the first class. People like Tom Johnson were in that first class. Tom, after he left President Johnson, later became publisher of the L.A. Times and then president of CNN. He's retired now and is a good friend. He was in that first class, and then Doris was in the third class, the one in 68. The White House fellows are attached to the different departments, the secretaries, et cetera, the heads of the various cabinet offices, and the White House. Doris was assigned to the White House, so I got to know her quite well, and she's very, very smart.
She has gone on to become a noted historian, written many books about presidents and all. So here you are, assistant chief of staff, and you are the chief of staff. So what were your early on assignments with Lyndon Johnson?
The initial assignment was as deputy to Marvin Watson, and that was basically to be sort of the person who makes things happen. Marvin's job and the appointment secretary's job is a number of things. It's not only federal appointees, it's the schedule, it's making sure the policy follow-ups happen, coordinate with the cabinet, et cetera, et cetera. But that job also with Lyndon Johnson, you were with him most of the time. So my job was to implement and carry out the things that needed to be done to make sure that things were set up correctly for ceremonies, for events and speeches, to make sure we had advanced people out to make sure that whatever the program was going to be successfully carried out, to coordinate with the cabinet officers to make sure they got the instructions, etc. Basically, it was a facilitator's job and to back up Marvin and all the kinds of responsibilities he had.